Good morning. My name is Kuroe, as introduced. Thank you very much for gathering out of your busy schedule. Now, I would like to start our briefing on the financial results for the first quarter. First, overview of performance in the first quarter. Unfortunately, first quarter sales and operating income declined year-on-year and were lower than previous projections. In year-on-year comparison, net sales declined by 8.8% or 11.9 billion yen. As you know, there were handover of four recreational facilities and electronic metal products business in the second half of last year. Discounting the impact of such business handover of minus 6.8 billion and the impact of exchange rates of minus 4.8 billion yen, sales were almost flat from last year, fell 0.2% or by 300 million yen. On the other hand, operating income declined by 1.7 billion yen due to such factors as foreign exchange loss associated with the strong yen and investment losses on retirement benefit obligation, which accrued last year and started to be amortized over 10 years from April this year. Compared to previous projections, actual net sales fell by 2.7% or 3.4 billion yen, excluding the impact of exchange rates, which was a little bit more favorable than our assumption of 1.1 billion yen. Operating income declined due to reduced sales and lower gross profit margins resulting from factors including rising material costs. Inventories at the end of the first quarter were down 5.9 billion yen year-on-year. However, discounting the impact of exchange rates and handover of electronic metal products business, actual inventories were up 3.5 billion year-on-year. Actual inventories were 4.8 billion yen higher than previous projections, chiefly due to increases in musical instruments and semiconductor inventories. This is the summary of what I explained with numbers. I have already mentioned net sales and operating income. Ordinary income reflects the change in operating income. Net income at the bottom was 1.1 billion, while ordinary income was 5.7 billion. Net income seems to be squeezed, but this is not due to extraordinary losses, but due to some irregularity in tax effect accounting. Specifically, due to unrealized gains on inventory. As I said, inventory levels have risen slightly, and we accounted for unrealized gains on the inventory. There is a rule to limit deferred tax assets in tax effect accounting up to an estimated unconsolidated deferred income tax for the year at maximum. This rule inhibited us from recognizing deferred tax assets sufficiently on the unrealized gains. As a result, deferred income tax increased accordingly for the quarter. The tax will also increase in the second quarter, but these will be offset by the full year closing. Please regard these as ups and downs on a quarterly basis. Setting aside effective tax rates, as for booking of income tax, we sold shares in Yamaha Motor Company in the last fiscal year. Therefore, we paid a large amount of enterprise tax, which can be deducted from income for this fiscal year, decreasing actual income tax on a parent basis. Having said that, this is adjusted in tax assets and liabilities in tax effect accounting, and this is not related to effective tax rates. In short, we could not book sufficient tax assets for the quarter. Now, I would like to show you net sales and operating income in the first quarter by business segment. I mentioned net sales in the box below the graph. You can find impacts of exchange rates, and the same applies to operating income. I will explain these by segment. Forecast for business performance in the fiscal year ending in March 2009. The full year projections were revised downward, considering the results in the first quarter. Regarding our assumptions for exchange rates for the second through the fourth quarters, We changed from 100 yen to 105 yen to the dollar and changed the rate to the euro to 160 yen. Net sales are projected 533 billion yen, a slight fall from the previous projections. Forecast for operating income was also revised down from 35 billion to 30.5 billion. This shows the full year forecast of performance by business segment, which I will explain later. First, musical instruments. In the first quarter, sales and income declined year on year. However, discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales increased by 3.7% or 3 billion yen year on year. Although sales fell slightly in North America, they rose in China and other emerging markets as well as in Europe. North American sales were well below previous projections. By product, sales of digital pianos and guitars were robust, but piano sales struggled in Japan and North America. I would like to show you the breakdown by product and region later. Operating income declined year-on-year due to factors including unfavorable exchange rates and investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. Previous projections were not met due to lower sales and higher material costs. The business in the first quarter was quite severe. As for full-year projections, discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales are projected to grow 4.9% or 16.7 billion yen year-on-year, which will be in line with the previous projection. We will continue to launch new products with expectation and expect to continue growth in emerging markets. Musical instrument sales by region. Upper graphs are for the first quarter and lower graphs are full-year projections. Bars only indicate numbers including the large impact of exchange rates, and we provided figures in parentheses to show actual year-on-year change, discounting the impact of exchange rates. Sales in the first quarter slightly dipped in Japan. Of course, there was not an impact of exchange rates. In North America, actual sales fell 2% as piano sales were sluggish, which could not be recouped by other products. In Europe and others, we could maintain positive growth. Full-year projections are almost flat from the previous year in Japan. In North America, sales started to become weak in the second half of last fiscal year, following a decent first half. We kept the projection flat from last year, and actual sales are forecast to grow 3% year-on-year, as we do not think that there will be continuous deterioration of business, although we do not expect a robust turnaround. On the other hand, we project growth in sales in Europe and others. What I have explained is written in text on this slide. In Japan, sales of large keyboard instruments, such as pianos and electron, were sluggish. We would like to keep the overall results in line with the previous fiscal year by recovering with robust results in other products. In North America, piano sales were sluggish, but wind instruments and guitars are selling well. On the other hand, sales are strong in the professional audio or PA equipment sector, which we expect will grow. In Europe, sales are robust, particularly in Central and Eastern European markets. Business in China is growing in line with our projections, and so is in Asia-Pacific region. Musical instrument sales by product category. I would like to remind you that these numbers include the impact of exchange rates because it is difficult to identify accurate forex impact for each category. Sales were almost in line with the previous year. Piano sales fell and wind instrument sales were slightly down due to delay in production in the first quarter. However, we believe that overall sales trend was firm. As for pianos, the business was quite tough because of the sluggishness in Japan and North America, and we saw a somewhat patchy picture in Europe due to different situations in countries. but we hope that we can grow sales in Europe steadily, centering on new products going forward. Sales in digital musical instruments have been strong in each product category. A new product of large portable keyboard named Taurus 3 will be launched before Christmas holiday season, and we expect it to drive growth. Overall sales in wind instruments were good. In Japan and Europe, sales were slow, although situations differ from a country to another. Sales were sluggish in the UK, and production could not catch up with the demand, and order backlogs increased slightly. In guitars and drums, acoustic guitar sales were strong. Sales of electric acoustic guitars, which we currently focus on, are particularly strong. Sales of electronic drums with new sound chips have increased as well. As I said earlier, we expect PA, or professional audio equipment, as a whole, to grow. Next, AVIT. Sales and income declined year-on-year in the first quarter. Operating losses were smaller than previously projected. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales declined by 3.9% or 600 million yen from the previous year. Considering these circumstances, we made a slight downward revision to our full-year projections. Operating income will be slightly smaller than we previously projected. Electronic devices or semiconductor business. On year-on-year comparison, sales dropped significantly because we do not have electronic metal product business this year. However, sales declined even after discounting the impact. The demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones continued to decrease, and shipment of new LSI products in the amusement sector was delayed due to various reasons. These were the major factors for the decline. As for full-year projections, we are afraid that the shortfall in the first quarter will remain and will not be recovered through the year. In addition, there was a slight delay in development of a new semiconductor for new applications to which we have a high expectation for the second half. Therefore, we revised down overall projections. Next, lifestyle-related products. In the first quarter, the business continued to be sluggish as was last year. Sales and income declined year-on-year and were lower than previous projections. System kitchen sales fell slightly year-on-year for the first time since the third quarter of fiscal year 2005, as they had managed to increase in the harsh market environment. We have taken measures to enhance showroom functions to increase remodeling business, but these have not been materialized in results yet. Under these circumstances, we revised down our full-year projections and we forecast year-on-year falls in sales and income. Others. The handover of unprofitable facilities were completed smoothly and contributed to improving profitability of recreation business. Due to decreased production, particularly of luxury cars by finished car manufacturers, sales of automobile interior wood components declined year-on-year and failed to meet previous projections. We made a downward revision of full-year projections because we anticipate that hard conditions in automobile interior wood components business would continue and that customers would shift away from magnesium components in mobile phones to reduce their costs. We will continue to improve yields to reduce our manufacturing costs and improve profitability. We continue to expand sales in the golf product sector. In the recreation sector, we are working to improve profitability. Inventories at the end of the first quarter slightly rose year-on-year, as I said in the beginning, although they were 5.9 billion yen, lower than the same quarter of the previous year on the book. This is because we do not have inventories in electronic metal products this year. Discounting the impact of the business handover and exchange rates, actual inventories rose by 3.5 billion yen. Towards the year-end shopping season, we are going to increase inventories gradually, but we accelerated it a little bit in the first quarter. There was also a delay in production in April and May, and we recovered in June, and the increased products remained in the inventory. Thus, inventories rose year-on-year at the end of the first quarter. Balance sheet summary. In year-on-year comparison for the first quarter, there were large impacts by the sale of shares of Yamaha Motor, handover of resort facilities, and electronic metal products business. If you look at the column on the right for numbers as of the end of March 2008, major factors for variance from March end were payment of corporate income tax on the gains on the sale of Yamaha Motor shares and share buyback and cancellation of treasury stocks in June.